With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. With roughly 31 million expected flyover Thanksgiving, airlines and air travel are still recovering from the shutdown. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas led a hearing today examining the consequences of the recent 43-day government shutdown on the U.S. aviation system and how to make certain the Federal Aviation Administration can be insulated from the impacts of possible further shutdowns. Moran says he's concerned about the holiday air travel as he leads a hearing on the consequences of the shutdown.
Reporting to work and other essential activities at the FAA are back underway. Thanksgiving, however, is just a few days away, and while we anticipate the airlines will be fully or nearly fully recovered from come next week, lingering strain and fatigue on the system perhaps is to be expected. There's roughly 31 million passengers are expected to fly next week for the holiday, but there may be lingering impacts on the system because of the shutdown.
Nick Daniels is president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. He says he hopes Congress can find ways to spare controllers of the pain of working without pay.
Air traffic controllers must show up day in and day out, fully prepared to handle the stress, pressure, and the weight of our responsibility to the American flying public and their safety. And this is why NACA does support Chairman Moran's Aviation Funding Stability Act that would ensure the FAA would be able to pay employees and perform all of its functions in the event of a future shutdown.
Health officials say at least 31 babies in 15 states have been treated for botulism as an outbreak tied to ByHeart formula continues to grow. Investigators in at least three states said the formula remains on some store shelves despite a November 11th recall of all products nationwide. Business and consumers should remain alert and should not sell or feed the formula to babies. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejects an appeal by religious schools. Correspondent Michael Harrington has this report.
The Florida high school wants to broadcast a prayer over the public address system before a state championship football game, and the State Athletic Association says no. Earlier Supreme Court rulings allow for spontaneous student-led prayer, but not over the PA system to the whole stadium. In rejecting this latest appeal, the justices leave in place the previous decision. The championship game in question was played at the Orange Bowl in Miami. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over homosexuality in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some conservatives say it's time to make a clean break and a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to the Global Anglican Future Conference, which is now calling for an official split. You're listening to SRN News. The markets finished higher after an erratic day. Seth Sutel has this report.
After another day of unsettled trading, the S&P 500 added 0.4% Wednesday after a lot of bouncing around earlier in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 47 points. That's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.6%. NVIDIA rose 2.8%. The AI chip giant rose another 5% in after-hours trading after turning in another blowout profit report. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Traders will be closely watching data coming out Thursday morning. The Labor Department's September jobs report was delayed by the government shutdown. Seth Sutel, New York.
A majority of Federal Reserve policymakers expressed support in late October for further interest rate cuts, though not all committed to making the reduction in their next meeting in December, according to minutes released today. At the same time, many officials said it would likely be appropriate to keep rates unchanged. This is SRN News.